With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. National Football League may be in a little trouble. Apparently some discrepancies in Uncle Sam looking into the NFL over potential anti-competitive practices.
Investigators are reportedly looking into issues around affordability for fans and creating an even playing field for providers. As more live sports shift from broadcast to cable and streaming, there's been federal scrutiny over how much football fans have to pay in order to be able to watch the games. The NFL says its distribution model is fan and broadcaster friendly, and that over 87% of its games are available on broadcast television. The league averages nearly $11 billion per season in revenue from media deals. I'm Jennifer King.
If we've heard it once, we've heard it 100 times. Democrats on Capitol Hill say Donald Trump should be removed from office after his so-called threats about hitting civilians in Iran. Episode unleashing demands for Democrats to oppose the president in the strongest possible terms. First Lady Melania Trump says she had absolutely no knowledge of Jeffrey Epstein's crimes.
In a surprising and extraordinary White House event, the First Lady denied any association with Epstein.
The lies linking me with the disgraceful Jeffrey Epstein need to end today.
Melania Trump asserted that she was not friends with Epstein or his former girlfriend, but that they were in overlapping social circles. She said she and her attorneys were fighting back against allegations connecting her to the convicted sex offender. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu authorizing direct negotiations with Lebanon aimed at disarming Iranian-backed Hezbollah terrorists. Israel and Lebanon technically have been at war since Israel was established in 1948. This is SRN News. A new study casting doubt on the claims of some transgender activist. Michael Harrington explains.
The argument has been that if a child is prevented from living as the opposite sex and obtaining surgeries and drugs to do so, it will harm his mental health. But the findings of a study published in a peer-reviewed journal in Finland finds that boys who are allowed to, quote, transition wound up with five times more mental health problems, girls with three times more. Other studies in Europe indicate that living as the opposite sex is bad for children's mental health. Michael Harrington reporting.
Biblical stories like Jonah and the whale and many others would be required reading for Texas public school students under proposals being considered this month. Religious leaders, teachers, parents, as well as a number of students spending hours Tuesday before the State Education Board arguing about that reading list. This is SRN News. In hockey, fighting, of course, is a normal occurrence. And in baseball, well, it wouldn't be a baseball game without an occasional Donnybrook. Punishments have been handed out after an early season major brawl. We hear more from correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh.
Los Angeles Angels designated hitter Jorge Soler and Atlanta Braves pitcher Reynaldo Lopez each received seven-game suspensions from Major League Baseball on Wednesday after they were ejected following their participation in a brawl. Michael Hill, MLB's senior vice president for on-field operations, also announced the players received undisclosed fines. The suspensions were scheduled to begin with Wednesday's game, but will be on hold as each player is appealing. MLB and the MLB Players Association reached an agreement to have Lopez's suspension reduced to five games, effective immediately. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
More details at srnnews.com.